We're learning Masech Nisvam Mistaf Yudeis Amin Aleph, the Sugya of Tsares Mema'enes. The Gemara starts the Sugya Amrav Lili Bar Mama Amrukva Mishmul Tsares Mema'enes Asura. If you have a girl that was married in a Su and Darabana because she didn't have a father, or in the case of Bidai, the father was a She was the same of B'chayev, the father already had Nisuin with someone else, and the father had no din deraisa to be Mekadisher, so the Nisuin is derabbanan, and she can be Memayin. And then her husband dies without children, and she's Memayin in the Yavam. So Shmuel said, her tsara is Aser. So Yomar says, Laman, who is her tsara Aser to? Ilay Malachim, if the tsara is Aser to the other brothers, Hashtahi gufishai, Shmuel holds here, she herself is mutted. Amr Shmuel minim is emataris bezet, sarasim ibayim. The one who's mamayin herself is mutted to the other brothers. So of course the tsara is mutted to the other brothers. Ela ladidei, it must be, she was mamayin specifically in this yavam. Umay shinam ma'enis the shari la'achin. The ma'enis herself is mutted to the brothers. Why? Love the mumaisa. The tsara nami love the mumaisa. Sarah also, for the same reason, should be mutter to even the one that the Ketana was memayin to, because right they have the same svarim, just like the Mema'enes herself is mutter to the brothers, because they didn't do a ma'isa. That same Sarah should be mutter the Sarah's Mema'enes even to the oven, because he didn't do a ma'isa. So the Gemara says the Teretz, it's Exeim Shem Sarah's Bita Mema'enes, that's the Sugya. But in the Eked Din, the Gemara here is telling you a din according to Shmuel. That there's such a thing, which the Gemara discusses in the 13th parak, as miyun in the yava. There's a man the yomer, which is brought later in Daf Yud Gimel, that it doesn't work. Once the baal dies, he can't be memayin anymore, shall need chalitza no matter what. The whole miyun by the yavam works in memayin in the get. If the yavam gives the get, and memayin in the maimer. The yavam does maimer, he does his own kedushin derabbanan. She could remain in that and not require a get. But you can't be Memayin in the Zika. That was Rabbi Shihad. But the other Amiram held that you could be Memayin in the Yavam and be Iker the Nisuin Kamayi. The Mian works in the Yavam. So if there's only one Yavam, she'll go out without Chalitza. But here there are other brothers. And the Gemara is saying she's Aser to him and she's Mutter to the brothers. That's what Shmuel says. The second name of Shmuel, Mina Bezem Muteris Bezem. What's the svar? So Rashi says that the mean is Eiku Hizika. So she's an Eishes Achshleib Maka Mitzvah. But it's not Eiku the Zika of the brothers. The brothers are mutter to her. And normally you can't just be Eiku one Zika. But since she didn't do a Maisa, let's have a look at it. The whole thing's there Amana. And that's why the Gemara says, so who had been, it shouldn't be Eiku the Zika of the Tzara, even Benigay the Yavam. And the Yavam should be able to be Meyab and the Tzara, except you have another din of Tzara's Bitum and Me'enes, and Gzeira, that Shmuel says. Later on Amid Beis, the Gemara brings a Chaylik on Shmuel. Now Rashi asks, how does Mian work? It's Eike the original Nisuin. So how could you ask it to the Yavam? If you're Eike the original Nisuin, he never was an Eish Asach. So what could possibly be the problem? Normally, when the Ketan is Mian, does Mian by her husband, she's mutter in his craven. Because she's Eichin and Suin. But by the Yavam, it's a different story, like the Gemara says, B'shas Nefila Niris Kekalasa. Because she wasn't a Mayim when the husband was alive. But anyway, this is Rashi's Kasha. How can you say she's Aser to him because she took off the Zika, and now she's an Eishes actually Maka Mitzvah, you took off the original Nesuin. Envid Rashi. Same thing like we said, B'shas Nefila Niris Kekalasa. People don't see it that way. When you're Memayim with a husband when he's alive, people look at it, you're being Eikir his whole Nisuin. But he died, and now I'm Memayim in the Zika. People look at it like you're being Eikir in the Zika. But they don't look at it like you're being Eikir the original Nisuin. The Haraya, when you're Memayim in the Yavam, it's Asav, Asav Aviv. Meaning of Abam Materis Bav, meaning of Yavam Asur Bav, like the Gemara says. Because people look at it like you're just being Memayim in the Zika, and you were married to the mace. So you look like an Eishes Achiv. Now really, Be'etzim, there's no chilik between the Yavam and the brothers. That's what the Gemara says, Le'asa Maisa. It's just how it looks. Since she was Memayin in the Yavam, so in the real world, she was like an Asun Kamayish, she should even be mutter to the Yavam. But people look at it, you're being Iker his Zika. But the other ones, you never Iker their Zika. And that's why you mutter to the brothers. Their Zika is still Kayam. Now, the Rif and the Rasha Mavur, they ini chalitza from the brothers. But, and let's say the brothers die, the Chayam, the Mashmais is, that should be mutter l'shuk. Ve'heinein advar. Chazal made that a man by a Yavam works for the Yavam that she was Mamayin to. And now there's no Zika. Even though Be'etzim it's a stira. If she was originally married to the brother, so there should be Zika to this Yavam. And if she was not originally married to the Mace, so there's no Zika to the brothers. But Chazal didn't look at it that way. Chazal said, you could be Mamayin in the Yavam. And because people don't look at it like you're being Eichen Nisum and Kamayi, so we treat it keilu you were married to the Nes, and just you were Eichen the Zika from the Yavam. So now you have the other Yavamim, you'll need Chalitza and Yibim from them. If you're Mamayin in them as well, you'll go free. If they die, you won't need Chalitza. But you can't marry this Yavam that you were Eichen the Zika, because people look at it like an Eish is actually Makamitza. You can marry the other Yavamim. That's a sugya according to Rashi and the Teis Hashanim and the Ritva and the Rishanim later in the Perek Yud Gimel. Learn this way, the Melchamis in particular is Ma'arich about it in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel. That's where the Ikka sugya is. But the Rambam has a whole new, has a different mahalach in the sugya. The Rambam's lashon is Perek Yud Gimel Achi Yud Zayin and Hilchas Gerishin Hanem Ma'enes B'Yavam Asur L'Avit Neshnirs K'Kalasa B'Eish Shemes B'Nai. Someone's remaining in the oven. He had said earlier in the beginning of the parak, which is about Nian, you can be remaining in the oven. Let's say there's one Yavam. You're remaining, and then you go free with Achalitza. If you're remaining in the oven, he says here, Surah Lavav, that's the Gemara. Shaniris Kalase, Be'esh Shemes B'nai, B'shas Nefila Niris Kalase. Avalashar Krevav Muteris. For you are, you are mutter to the other relatives of the mace. And therefore, if you're mayim with one of the yavamim, there's only one. There's multiple yavamim. The first case was only one yavam. If there's only one yavam, so you're not allowed to marry his father. You're allowed to marry his other relatives. If you're mayim in one of the, therefore, if you're mayim in one of the yavamim, it's mutter to the brothers. So the Rambam is saying a very big chiddush that the iser. Right? Mine in the Baal Yemut and the relatives. Mine in the Yavam, the Gemara says, Asur ba'aviv. So like the Rambam, only aviv. The other relatives are mutter. Why is not 100% clear? And where did the Rambam get it from? The Magavishna says, Minim zem mataris bezeh. You see a mutter to the brothers after the Yibam. So you see a mutter to the other relatives, just the father's asur. And you see the Rambam held that way. Because the Rambam says, Hamemenes b'yavam asur ba'aviv, k'nei nirs k'kalasei, l'fichach, because there's a heter to Shar Kravim, therefore she's mutter to Achiv. Now the Gemara said the other way. The Gemara says you're mutter to Achiv. And the Rambam says the reason why you're mutter to Achiv is because the is only to the father, to no one else. Zetman, the Rambam, that's the Rambam's Makar. If that's the reason why you're mutter to the Achiv, because the is only to the father, not to other relatives, so when the Gemara says mutter ba'akiv, and that's the reason, obviously that's the makar, you mutter to the other relatives. So the Magamisha brings the Chedusha Ramban and Chedusha Rashba and Dafkav Zayin, which argue on the Rambam. They say, no, there's no chiluk between the father and any other relative. The reason why you mutter to the brothers is because it's Yibum. You're only Eiked Azika of the brother you're Mamayin to, and the other brothers, you were Mamayin to them, so there's Yibum. It's Eishas Achamaka Mitzvah. But without the din of Yibum, he'll be also to the other relatives. L'mashal, if let's say the mace had an Eishes Achiv, had an Achiv Me'imai, so he'll be also to him, because there'll be no Yo'imam. Or let's say the sons of one of the Yavamim, who you have the Isser of Eishes Achi Avav, which is an Erva, so she'll be also, because there is no Yibam. The Achiv is not because the only Isser Kravis by me and B'Yavim is the father. The Hetter to the Achiv is because for them, it's Yibum. As I rank the Magen Mishnah, the Ramban and Rashba, we have it in the Chedushim Kuf Zayin and Mibes. So the Beis Shmuel, and Shulchan Aruch Evin Ezra Simon Kufay and Gimel Sifkat and Yitches, he's Mavayah. The Rambam holds like this. The Rambam was, if you're ma'in in one, you're eikid azika, because you're eikid nesu and kamoi. And the Chazal did not mechalik the zika and say that only part of the zika, you only eikid his zika, not their zika. Chazal never said that. You're eikid everything. So why are you mutter to the brothers? Because the iser by me and the other is only to the father, not to any other relative. That's why he's bothered by the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rif and the Rush, that when you're memayin in one Yavam, you still need chalitza from the other Yavam. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passes here in Kuf Vayin Gimel. But the Shulchan Aruch earlier in Siman Kuf Nun Hey brings two shittas, and he's passing the Beikah like the Rambam, that you're only asa to the father and not to other kraver. The Chayitz Tali Habaha. If you hold that you need chalitza, so come to there is a zika. So how can you bring a raya from the fact that you mutter to the brothers? The lefichach. That's not the reason. The zika. It's a regular ibum. If there's chalitza, then there's ibum. So if you hold this chalitza, the hechek you have to hold. There's no chil between the other and other kravers. It's tali haba. These two machlekes in Taina de Beis Shmuel. Whether you only asid the kalasai, only asid in the father or other relatives, and whether the Niyan B'Yavam is Eike the Zika, or only the Zika of the Yavam, is the Chayr Tali HaBaha. If you hold the means only Eike the Zika of the Yavam, so she's Mutta Tarach, of course is Yivam. So there's no Makar that she's Mutta to other relatives. But if you hold that she's Mutta to other relatives, and the Makar is because she's Mutta to the brother, you have to say she's Eike the Zika, and she's Mutta to the brothers, because they only regards on the other than not other relatives. Now the stipler in Simen Mem Ches is bothered with the Rambam, so why is she asked to the Yavam? If she's mutter to the brothers because they only were guys by the father, the Yavam is also a brother. Why should she be asked to the Yavam? So he says, there's a skashi with it from the Gemara there, the Gemara in Kavzayin, he's going on the Sugya there, that it's a din, it's a xayir of Bala's get. When a Yavam gives a get, he's not allowed to marry her. The other brothers are. There could be other brothers, aren't, I'm sorry, but he's not only married when he gives a get. Shaila is right. The other brothers buy a get, all the brothers are usher, and the Gemara is Mechalti, then and Nian, according to Shmuel. But the point is, when the Yavam gives a get, he's not going to marry her. So Mela, for the Yavam himself, there's a Gzeir of Balan, Gzeir Atu if he gave a get. He's a little bothered. Why would they be Gezer for giving a get, and not say that the Negeya, the giving the get, Lemaisa, Yuvaikin Ezekiel and Mefreya, there shouldn't be a problem. But Lamaisa, this thing that she's also to the Yavam, not like Rashi, like we said, says Al Seishesach. And so does the Taisus Shanim and the Ridva. Taisus is Mavur that he held that way. The Ramban of Lachamis in Kuv Zayin says that way. But the Taisus Rid and the Mi'imi, they both say that the Issu here, Mina, Bezem, Mataris Bezem, why is she also to the one she's a Mayan to? It's because of Xayah that looks like a Balas get. So now with Shtim, with the Rambam, then he doesn't hold it's a problem of Eishes Achiv. He holds the only problem is by Aviv, and the Aviv himself will be Asa because it looks like a Balas get. That's a Zugim. It's got a very shver in the Rambam. Why should they be Mechalik between the father, the Issef Kalasai, and other relatives? And also the Gemara brings a raya from the fact that Mishas Nefila Nirska Kalasai to Mishas Nefila Nirska Tzara's Bitai. If all the relatives are Asar, so you can bring that raya. If only the father's Asar, why is Tzara's Bitai compared to Kalasai, not to other relatives? There's a Mayurdika Topol from a Mayurdika Pshat from Mabarin, Mishnah Sarbarin Simon Yubei Zayzvav, Ben Kamaka Mahar. Now, like we said, the Gemara asked the Kasha, if you're going to say that the Mema'enes is mutter to the other brothers because they didn't do a Maisa, so we don't see in them a Akira of the Zika, so too the Tzara should be mutter even to the Yavam alone, because the Akira of the Zika was only for the Mema'enes, they also will have the Maisa, their Zika should remain intact. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So Taisis, the Mema'asal Tzara Sanami Loi Le'av the Mema'isa, he asked the Kasha like this. He says it's a big chiluk. The Mema'enes, that's the Mayan in the Yavam, wasn't Eike the Zika of the brothers, she's mutter to the brothers. But the Tzara, since the Mema'enes is Asur to the Yavam, because we're calling her an Eishes Achshel Eibim Laka Mitzvah, So a tsara then should be a tsaras erva. The brothers, okay. She's a eshes ach to this brother, not to those brothers. This is shloim makom mitzvah, they're makom mitzvah. But if she is an eshes ach shloim makom mitzvah to this brother, so the tsaras are a tsaras eshes ach shloim makom mitzvah. The tsaras are a tsaras erva. What was the Gemara's kasha? Tsaras amenis is sir, of course. The amenis is also because we're considering her an eshes ach shloim makom mitzvah. So the tsaras is tsaras erva, as a fectasis and ibayim shver. Now there's several tirutzim that Achrenim give on Tosfos Kasha. The Mishmul says it's the Rabbanan. And Erva Pat is a Tzara. And this is the Rabbanan is a Pat to the Tzara. It's only me the Rabbanan. It's like Chai V'Lamin. Only Arayis has to the Tzara. And this is the Rabbanan doesn't ask to the Tzara. Why didn't Tosfos hold their weight? So Ruvein, Chedush Ruvein, Simon Yudeis explains, we find Enechanam Ishnias L'Arayis don't ask to the Tzara. It's a mitzvah, it's a Kedusha does not ask to the Tzara. But a chayzik kuku, which is also the Rabbanan, does ask to the tzara. Is a tzara's a chayzik kuku, which is aser, mid the Rabbanan. What's the chilek? Chilek is like this. When Chazal say an isha is aser, so that's like an isalav. It's an isa the Rabbanan. It's like an isalav. It doesn't ask to the tzara. But sometimes Chazal say this isha mid the Rabbanan is considered an erva. It's considered a forbidden relative. A chayzik kuku, Chazal say she has a din of a chayzishtei. Here also, the issur here is an issur of Eishas Achiv. The issur is Midar Rabbanan, we're going to call this an Eishas Achiv Shleib Makam Mitzvah. An Eishas Achiv, right? I mean, the Raya is, you see, a kol she echayel l'mayin v'loim miyana, tzarasa chaletzis v'loim v'syavemis. Even though she's only married Midar Rabbanan, so her tzara is only a tzara's erva Midar Rabbanan, her tzara is Midar Rabbanan, she's an erva that's married, that's the knife of Leibum. Yeah, so it's not such a rayim because there she's an erva the raisa, so there's the marriage is the rabbanan. But al kaponim, if Chazal said that she's an erva mi the rabbanan, so they wouldn't ask the tzara, call the talker, but I can't the raisa talker. If it's an issa the rabbanan shnia, I guess they didn't say it's an erva mi the rabbanan. So now you still get it. So male that doesn't ask the tzara. That's mechayer what Taisus held. So that's one Taisus in Achrenim. That's the rabbanan who doesn't ask the tzara. With the nichli, it's an erva the rabbanan. Now the Karban Asano, Ice Pei, says the Teretz, that it binds the Tzara's Ever Shleib Maka Mitzvah. He compares it to Islandness. We have later, coming up really, it's really the next Amud. But Tzara's Bita Islandness is Mutter, according to Rava, because an Islandness is not Neifel even, it's not Shleib Maka Mitzvah. Say Rasa, Yom HaMayim, Shleib Maka Mitzvah, so Tzara's Ever Shleib Maka Mitzvah. But the Asher Shankiv is bothered. You find the Marshal Aisha Sachar Shleya by Alamai, does pat to the Tzara, even though she's not Neifel Leibum. Taisa says, on the Chesem and Aleph, the reason why she's called the Tzara Sev Shaka Mitzvah is she's not a Bas Yibum B'Shul Makayim. Now, as an islandess is Bechal Mufka from Yibum. It's impossible to do Yibum on an islandess. So an islandess has no Shaykhis to the Yibum. But this Tana happened to be Mamanish, she had Shaykhis to the Yibum. Now she was like an Azika. She's turned herself into an Aisha Sachar Shleya Maka Mitzvah. Nachari, you don't find that that should be called an Eishas Ach Shleib Maka Mitzvah. No, Eishas Falpul B'zeh. But the Ashish Yankov says a Teretz, and Nachari, this sounds like a more Mukhruch to get Teretz. He says, we had a klal, we discussed this by Rikas and Avchesem and Allah. Let's say an Isha becomes an Erev after the Nefila. Simple case. Nasa Meisu Meis V'Akach Nasa Chai. Somebody dies, his wife goes to Yivam, he dies without children, and his brother goes and marries this Yivam's sister, and now she became an Aches Isha. So now she's awesome, she's spotted from Yivam Chalitza, she's an Aches Isha. What about a Tzara? What if he had another wife? So like we said then, the Taisus Yishanim and the Taisus Rush over there, and Taisus and Adach Avavim and Beis, and the Rishanim and Adach Laman bring a Yishalmi, ain't Tzara la'achem Isa. A Tzara, if she became an Erev L'Acha Misa, she doesn't pat to the Tzara. So here also, the whole time the Ketana was married together with the Tzara, she wasn't an Erva. When did she become an Erva? When she was Mamayan, that's already after Misa. So she can't pat to the Tzara, she won't ask to the Tzara, because ain't Tzara L'Acha Misa. As I tied it, the Ashish Yankim and the Aruch Luner. Mechari, that sounds very Mukhrich. The Teretz said it's the Rabbanan, not so Mukhrich, because see, Achai Zekuka asks the Tzara, Rice is an Erev, the Rabbanan can ask the Ritzara. The Teretz that she vibes Shalei Mokim Mitzvah because she's not Mokim, he's not Mokim Yibum. That's a Mokhich. Shalei Mokim Mitzvah is only when she has no Shaykhus to Yibum, like an Eilin, she never has Yibum. But here, she became an Erev after the Nefilah. The Erev after Nefilah doesn't pass to the Tzara. Chayvus Lashmer and Taisus said he vibes Shalei with the Kasha. So Rabbaran, and Mishnah Rabbaran, in the Mimun, the Siman Tes, Aizvav, he says, we said there are two different reasons why you can't have a tzara after Nefilah. One reason is, Rabbi Kivega joked it ice that way, because when they were tzara, she wasn't an erva, so she doesn't have a chaloshem tzara erva. They were never, she was, the tzara was never married together as a tzara with the erva. Aibazai, if you learn that way, so Avanda here also was that case. As long as they were married with the Ktana, the Ktana wasn't an Eishas Ach Shalei Mokim Mitzvah, the Mian made an Eishas Ach Shalei Mokim Mitzvah. But we said in other pshat, and Rav Shimon Ol, no, that alone doesn't matter. They don't have to be Tzaris Michayim. The whole Din Tzara is after Misa. But the Tzara has to be Chal B'Shas Tenefilah. B'Shas the husband died, and she's Neifel Ibam, then it's Chal B'Tur of Tzara Zerba. If there's no chalais p'tur tzara zayim at that time of the nefilah, can't be chal later, and she doesn't become a tzara zayim. So, Dr. Byron, that's the Tam Taisus held of. And Ayva Zay, when she became an Eishas Ach Shalei Mokim Mitzvah, was not at the time of the Mian. What happens is, really, the Mian is Eichen Nesuin Kamai. But we look at it, even though it's Eichen Nezika, but it's Eichen Nezika Lemafreya, from the time of Nezika. So it wasn't at the time of the marriage, he was never married together with the nation's actually Mokim Mitzvah. That only happened after he died. But B'Shas said he died, L'mafreya, that's when the Chalois Mian is Chal. So at that time of the Nefilah, she was a Tzaras Erva, L'mafreya. That's why Taisus didn't hold it was a good Teretz. Chayitz a big Raya, this is a Rabbi in hell, Terev Shimon's Yisayin, that the word that Tzaras Erva doesn't work after Misa, it's not because they have to be Tzaris Michaim, it's because it has to be Chal Mishas Nefilah, so that's Taisus Kasha, that she should be a Tzaris Eishasach, even though Michaim wasn't there, but it's considered that Kiris Hazika took place at the time of the Nefilah, she's called the Tzaris Eishas Nefilah, and Tzara Baron Lenz. The Rishash says another Teretz, I guess the fourth Teretz, he seems to be saying of Chaim Shisayin. We said over a few times, Eishas Ach, that the Eishas Ach is not the Chesaron. Okay, the Eishas Ach would become Tibim. There's another Chesaron that doesn't have a shame Erva to Pater Tzara. It's called Eishas Ach Ma'os to Nefila. In Yeshivas they call it Eishas Ach the Memela. See here also, the Eishas Ach is not the problem. The Mian, the Kiris Hazik is the problem. So Memela, that's not called an Erva of Eishas Ach, even though for herself she has a din of Erva of Eishas Ach. But that Eishas Ach can't pat in the Tzara. The din of Litzar is only when the Erev is the reason for the Kiryas HaYibum, here for Keret, the Eishas Ach is the Siva Eif Yibum, like the reason why there's no Yibum is because of the Mian, so that Eishas Ach can't pat in the Tzara, that's the Rishash's Teretz. Now one more Inyan. The Gemara was told that Tzara's beat them in the Enes. And the Gemara wanted to know, by Tzara's beat them in the Enes, why would it be Aser? Why don't you say that it's Eiker Nesu and Kamay? Just like when she's Mayan in the Baal, it's Eiker Nesu and Kamay, and she's not a Tzara Seva. Who would then, she's a Mayan in the Avam, why don't you say it's Eiker the original Nesu and the Mela, she shouldn't be called a Tzara Seva? The Mara says, because Mishas Nefila Nivis Kutzara's Bitae, people don't look at it like you being Eiker the original Nesu. That's why Mean in the Avam is a Surah B'Avit. So the Malaya Ryan in the back asks the Kasha, why don't you say another Teretz? Before she was Mamayin, so she was a Tzara's Erva, right? Before she was Mamayin, we're talking about now Tzara's Bita in Mamayinus. So at the time that he died, she was a Tzara's Erva, she was Tzara's Bita. And now you want the Mian to go and be Eiker and make her Eis Tzara Lamafreya. But she's Nesra. Kol Yavar Mashayin Nekar Shizmila Vami Yavar La'arik Eishai Shabonim. She'll be Nesra. And even though it's an Isidur Abonim, even if they said, "Vanosi say Nesra," even Loi Roim and Chesed, any Chanami, the Gemara could have said the Teretz of Nesra. But why Vachim Mishani Shabir that even without the Din Nesra, We don't look at it like in the Sulan Kamayakura, you see she's a Surah of him, who would then Lagabi this? But any Khalami, you could have said the Teretz of Nesra. So then, in the Shmuz, it's a Shtikal, Ericha Slikha Shtikal, he says, L'chayra, you could say another Teretz why it's not Nesra, because me and goes L'mafreya. So if me and goes L'mafreya, there never was a Nesra. L'mafreya, she never was a Tzara Serva, so it wasn't Nesra. It wasn't like she was a Tzara Serva, then she became a Serva, or a Tzara. But my friend, she never was a Tzara Serva. It's like, no. That's the mean goes and is pale, then it's Nekar L'mafreya. But B'shaita, it was there. That's what he wants to answer Taisus Kasha. You see, by islandness, the halacha is that if you find out that she's an islandness after the husband died, you find out that there wasn't a, it was Nesuya Tais. So the halacha is, Tais brings him a first at the Sefer, the halacha is that she's not considered a Tzara Serva. The Tais asks this Kasha, how come by Niyun we say, but B'shas Nefila, we didn't know about it. B'shas Nefila nearest to Tzara Zbitai. So why by islands don't you say it? Tais is here, the Ramaskul Tanisha Shahayu, who asks this Kasha. And he says, because islands has a Kail, you find out about it, and he says, on the Tiritzim, because you don't need, it's not Mechutz and Maisa, he says reasons why not Geyser. So like the Mlarim, if he was saying, it's Pashit. Because by islandness, it's not the pshat that you did anything, that you made a chalais that's accurate l'mafreya. It was a mistake. We thought they were married. They never were married to begin with. The whole thing was a mekar tais. It was a mistake. They were never married to begin with. Mashenkin and the Enes, b'shaita they were married. Afterwards, you were accurate the marriage l'mafreya. So mainly that, you say nesher b'chai gavna. As I tied it to Mlayarayim, now the Sneifa in Simin Yud Ches makes exactly the same chiluk. He doesn't bring our Gemara or the Malay Arayin. So Shtikal about a different Indian. He was discussing that by Achay Zekuka, the Zika goes off on Mefreya, and you still say Nesra. He was bothered about that. Achay Zekuka, the Zika goes off on Mefreya, and you still say Nesra. So mainly he brings from the Ar Sameach and Kunjan Zika Eis Tezayin. It doesn't matter, even if it goes on Mefreya, you still could say Nesra. I'm just like this, you say the Mlayim Rayim was an endon. And the truth is, he doesn't bring it. Achi Ezra says this in the Chelik Aleph 7 days, I say, v'shem the marit, that someone's megarish al Tanai, and it's this battle of the Tanai, that is Nesra. Because even though in Mefreya, we say there wasn't the Gerishin, but in the Tanai is Eikir le Mefreya, v'shaita, there was a Gerishin. Now the Kilis Yaakov brings, the Rajma Daf Kufir Aleph, the Gemara there, there's a Pirish Arach in the Gemara there. Rabbi Meir said, Leis Chayesh Lemuti, says, a katan ektana can't be chaylet zimiyadim, katan shem mim tzisaris, tana shem in tumatze islands. So according to the Arach, the Gemara is asking a kasha and Rabbi Meir, if it's true that a katan ektana can't be chaylet zimiyadim, so even when they're old, it shouldn't work. Because kol yivam ish'en in a kari v'shas nefili v'am yoyavir, v'geshach sheish levonim, which is saying Nesra. The Arach is l'chari saying Nesra, even when the whole thing was a mistake, L'chari Apella, but that's what it says. So the Rashi there, and the Afkuf Yonamath, says, no, you can't say Nesra. It wasn't like it was Asur, and then it became Mutter. That's not what happened. We found out now that it wasn't Asur. We thought it might be Asur. We found that it wasn't Asur. He says, every single Yim works that way. You know, when someone dies without children, his wife's not allowed to be Miyamim for 3 months, because she might be pregnant. You only know after 3 months she's not pregnant. If she's pregnant and she has a ben kayama, so she's an eshesach. She's an eshesach sheish levanim. So why don't you say Nesra? For 3 months you weren't allowed to be miyam. You're afraid she might be an eshesach. You don't say that because you found out that you're wrong. That's what the Rashi asks. He says even if she is pregnant and she ends up miscarrying, also she goes to yibum. Even though, of course, when she's pregnant, you can't be violent because she might not miscarry. The Torah says, you find out. So Zakta Steifla, how does that Rashi stem with this? He's saying, by Chayis Kugel, even though it goes off L'mafreya, you still say Nesra. He says, if something's this bar L'mafreya, we find out we make a mistake. Mamas like the Malay Rayim said. So then you don't say Nesra. But if something is Nekar L'mafreya, there's a halachic mechanism which works retroactively. So it wasn't the pshat we made a mistake. Till that mechanism stuck in. whether it's Niyun, whether it's Pakazika, whether it's a Tnai, all these things, Hataris Nadarim, there's a whole discussion also. If Yavama is Mudrana, so does that make Hanesra? She's Mudrana from the Yavam, does that make Hanesra if the Aik and the Nether? All these things, you'll say Nesra. There's a reason why, other reasons why I don't say Nesra by Nadarim, but you'll say Nesra because Lagabe Nesra, we don't say it, I'm afraid. Since at that time she was Nesra, so you'll say Nesra. And the problem is, the stifler brings him a first Gemara that at least by me and you don't say it. It's Mamash the first Gemara, it's a Pel of the Moyerayan. It's Mamash the Gemara, not like him. He's nending on that if she was at Tsaras Habas, and then the Bas was Mamayan afterwards, so you say Nesra, and you don't say it goes back on the Mefreya. There's a Mishnah. It's on Daf Kuf Tes. Two brothers are married to two sisters. One of them is a Gdela, one's a Ktana. And the one who's married to a Gdela dies without children. So we got ourselves a problem. Because the Ktana is a Darabanan. So she's not an Achesisha Midaraisa, so Midaraisa the Gdela Zakuk. So the Ktana is like an Achesikuka. On the other hand, you can't be Miyavim the Gdela because Midarabanan, she's an Achais Isha, because the Ktana is married Midarabanan. So the three Tanam about this problem. Rabbi Eliezer says, you'll tell the Ktana to be Mamayin. That's going to help you out. You'll tell the Ktana to be Mamayin, the Ktana's out, and now you can go marry the Yavam of the Gedela. Rabbi Gamil says, listen, if the Ktana wants to be Mamayin, that's fine. But if not, he should continue being married to the Ktana. She'll become a Gedela. Then the marriage will be deraisa, and then the Gdela will go out. Because Rabbi Gamil holds Ein Zika, and he's allowed to stay living with the Ktana. But Rabbi Gamil is also mafurish if the Ktana is Mamayin, that would help. Rabbi Yeshua says, Eile Elishta, Eile Elisha Sachiv, Meitzis the Ktana begat, Vesesha Sachiv Echalitza. He holds, you can't stay with the Ktana, it's a Chesu Kosad. You can't be Miyam the Gdela, because Midarabana, she's a Chesu Shtay. And why is it Rabbi Shul the Mian? The Gemara says, because you have to be a Srachik min a Mian, you don't tell anyone to be a Mamayin. Fine. But Mefurish in the Gemara, that even though at the time of the Nefila she was married, so at the time of the Nefila she's a Darabban and Dika Achais Isha, and then the Ktana was Mamayin, you don't say Nesra. Mamish Mefurish. So the Mlayarayim Lechair is Mamish Mufrik from Afan the Gemara, Afan the Mishnah. I don't know. So the Stifle asks this Kasha, that I'm saying it, you're saying that whenever it's an Akira, my friend, you do say Nesra, what do I do with that Gemara? So he says, Venira Mukhuch Mizah, that the way Mian works is, it's not an Akira, my friend. Chazal said like this. Chazal said, when you marry a Ktana, the whole thing's a Suffolk. If she's ever said she doesn't want the marriage, that means you were never married to begin with, but not that it's a mechanism to be Akira, my friend. It's a Gilui. We're only giving you the marriage if Kameshmaya Galio shall ever be Mamayin. If Kameshmaya Galio Mamayin, it's just a Chsar Nidia. Very Mechunish de Gesvara. Not that we usually learn of Mian, other Abba, there's a famous Reb Chaim by Mian. It's in Chadisha Ben Chaim Levi, Laram Melchus Ishas, Perik Beis Lachatas, that says that Mian is only Mefkiya the Ishas on the Mekano Abba, like they call it Mekano Abba on Mefreya. That's what they call it in yeshiva. So Chaim says that she doesn't have to return, the Baal doesn't have to return to all the money of the Maisi Adayim and the Metzias or whatever it is, doesn't have to return the money, because B'shaita they were married. After the Mian, then the Mafreya they weren't married. But B'shaita they were married, so the male doesn't have to return the Maisi Adayim and the Metzias. L'chaira, if you learn Mian that way, L'chaira in that Mishnah state, that even by an Akira Mafreya, you say Nesra. And I saw the Stifle, Mamish, not the Stifle, the Rebbe Chanan, the Kayvitz Aretz, Mamish brings the Raya, the Kayvitz Aretz, Simchas Eisid Gimel, when he discusses also this thing with that Aris Nadarim, and he says, no, he says, Avadi, you wouldn't say Nesra. And the Mamish brings this Gemara, from a first Gemara, that you don't say Nesra by an Akira Mafreya.